Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
We have a special tribute to you, Rich, here. We want to welcome you back properly. Hit it, Benny. I want to thank the people at Ben-Hur. I think that came from the movie Ben-Hur. Ramming speed, Hortator.
There you go.
Yeah, I think that's...
Chariot race.
Chariot races. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Welcome back, conquering emperor, legend, Rich Dykstra. So it's going to get even colder.
Yes, it is.
We made it through December. It was nothing.
Nope.
Compared to Chicago standards, if you're from Texas, a guy here texted in, you think this is cold? I moved here from Texas January of 1982, actual temperature minus 26. I'm still here. Davis and Villa Park. So, listen, we made it through December. Okay, we got a little dusting, nothing big deal. We got a little snow, a little dandruff, bing, bang, boom, it was gone. It's nothing, right?
Nothing. So
I look at it like this, Rich. This is the way my mental wires are crossed, okay. Right? I figure we got another 120 days of nonsense before we get, right, January, February, March, get through April, right?
April.
May,
you might get some snow in April.
Yeah, May, yeah. 120 days, right? Yeah. We're 4 days in, okay? We got 116 days to go.
There you go.
That's the way I look at it, right?
Countdown.
Yep. Yeah, we're almost on the other side of this thing.
We are.
But you've got to get through January and February, which are traditionally brutally cold, which we're Chicagoans, we can handle it, but our listeners' furnaces can't, and that's the important thing. Take it away from there.
And the problem is when it gets bitter cold, and you call in with no heat, and a service tech comes out, and he says, "Oh my God, you need a new unit." When that happens, please get a second opinion, because most of your furnaces, especially like the 90%ers, have a lifetime warranty.
What is a 90%? How does somebody know if they have a 90%?
It has PVC plastic pipe going out the outside of the house or up through the roof.
That's the telltale sign.
Telltale sign, right.
Okay.
And the 80%ers that still use the chimney, those have a minimum of 20-year warranty on the heat exchanger. So you can call into the manufacturer, like with Carrier, call 1-800-CARRIER, give them your model and serial, and they'll say, oh, yeah, you got 20 years left.
Where is the model and serial number on these units?
And all the furnaces, they're either right on the outside, there'll be a plate with the model and serial, or inside the burner cabinet, there'll be a silver plate with the model and serial number on it.
What's a burner cabinet, and how do our listeners access that without blowing up themselves and their whole neighborhood?
There's a door on
Julie,
the
listen.
Door on the front of the furnace that usually either lifts up, or there's two little knobs on the top. Twist them,
okay,
and the door will open up.
And where, okay, so you lift up or twist the knobs.
Right.
Okay, you take the panel off.
Right.
Where are they looking inside the unit to get that information?
On either the right or left wall, inside wall. But usually it's on the outside. Check on the outside first.
Okay. Got this, Julie?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Thank you.
So what we're seeing is from my client, our borrowers, who are service technicians, their income has changed from being a W-2 employee to being 1099 employees, meaning that they're no longer salary hourly. They're now working on commission, which when you try to get a mortgage and you switch up that income classification, it's a different ballgame. And I'm just like, how do you go from salary to commission when I thought technicians were supposed to be technicians and go out to the homes and not try? Because that's putting pressure on the technicians to sell new units instead of repair, because their ticket on a new unit, I would assume, correct me if I'm wrong, is a lot larger than replacing a $100 valve that went wrong or connector, whatever the hell is
right.
There.
Right. The going rate, they get 10% of whatever they sell.
Wow.
10%. So if they sell a job for 20 grand, they made $2,000 on a service call. a lot of these companies, if you call and say, I want a salesman to come out and give me a price on several systems.
Yeah.
They'll send a service tech. They don't have salesmen anymore.
So the service techs have turned into the sales professionals.
Yep.
And they cut go ahead, Joe.
Isn't that a conflict of interest on some level to think that the person who's coming out there to look for the problems are now then incentivized to sell? I mean, I
conflict of interest on every single level, Rich. I don't think on any level. I think you just checked all the boxes that it's a conflict of interest, period, right?
On every level, yeah. Because all it does, if a service tech is on commission, if he doesn't sell anything, he doesn't make anything. Okay? And so, like David said, it's an incentive to find as much wrong as you can. So always, please, always get a second opinion.
So when you owned a company, okay, 100 years, your family, you had service technicians as a family-owned business.
Correct.
You would send a Dykstra Home Services truck out there, and what would that technician be? Would he be on salary? Would he be hourly? Did you pay him?
Strictly hourly.
Hourly basis.
We would give him a perk, like if they sold a humidifier.
Right.
Or they sold a new thermostat. They'll get $10.
Great.
But they were strictly hourly, and if they found a system that was bad, we did offer a second opinion.
Okay.
And we would send a salesman out then, my son, would go out to the home, give them an option on three systems, and set up financing, whatever they needed. But now that's a dinosaur now. Salesmen are dinosaurs.
So Julie's got a situation. She's got a friend who is in a home that's like 20 years old, or 16 years old, got a 16-year-old unit.
Right.
Okay. And her, you know, we were talking about a breakfast, right? And your friend was thinking of having to replace it. I'm like, slow your roll. Talk to Rich. What are your thoughts about a 16-year-old unit and maybe taking out a home warranty to cover that?
It's time. It's time to replace anything 17 to 19 years. 17 to 19 years is the average life of a base model furnace.
Okay.
So you're not out of line replacing it now.
So does the warranty, like, can you go into the warranty question that you brought up, David?
Yeah. So if her friend has got something's broken on the unit that's covered under the warranty, what happens?
If it's a 17 or if it's an older furnace and it doesn't have a extra warranty, a third-party warranty, usually the parts warranty is 10 years. The heat exchanger, which is like the block of the engine in your car, that'll either have a lifetime warranty or a 20-year warranty. All the component parts usually have a 10-year warranty if the furnace was registered. Otherwise, it drops to 5 years. So a furnace that's 15 years old, the only thing that's covered is a heat exchanger. Everything else is not.
What if her friend got a home warranty from one of those home warranty companies, and then the furnace goes out during the next 3 to 4 years under the warranty? Is that covered?
Those are very... I'm not a fan of those warranties.
Okay.
We've serviced them for years, and the home warranty companies traditionally will try and get out of covering anything.
Oh, there goes the home warranty sponsorship of the show. Thanks, Rich.
Sorry. I'm sorry. It's what we've seen. Sorry.
Awesome. Nice job.
I know. I'm bad.
Bob, you want to ask a question, bud?
Yeah. So when you think about these practices, Rich, you know, you think about service technicians and customer satisfaction. People are getting, you know, they're happy when they fix their problem.
Right.
Right? Seems like if a technician comes in and looks to upsell into a new unit, doesn't quite put a smile on the customer's face, more of a frown, right?
Right. And usually it's a gun to the head because it's 12 degrees outside.
Yeah,
right.
What do you want to do? You want heat or don't you want heat? You know, we can get a new system in here. I'll have a crew here in an hour.
Of course.
And that's what they do. They have somebody ready to rock who is on piecework, not hourly.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But so it seems like the long haul is identify the true source of the problem, make the customer very happy, and you've got a customer for life.
Exactly. That's what we did at Dykstra.
Okay, so the phone number for our listeners who want a second invitation, second opinion, what's the best way to reach out? Do you have any other questions after the show?
708-417-7391, or you can email me at rich.dykstra.llc@gmail.com.